I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Friday, August 7th. The Ohio State Fair is underway and boasts multiple new buildings and attractions. That includes the Ohio Agricultural Center, an approximately 177,000 square foot building that showcases Ohio's farmers, producers, and an interactive Imagine Ag exhibit. WYSO Shea Frank explored the facility to learn more.
As I walk into the Ohio State Fair's all-new Ohio Agriculture Center, I am met with a massive dining hall, lined with restaurants selling locally sourced lamb, chicken, beef, and more.
But it's not your typical food hall. There's also an education and shopping area. Local products like honey, wine, tortilla chips, and more are for sale, alongside Made in Ohio swag in the Ohio Proud Store. Brian Baldridge is director of the Ohio Department of Agriculture. He says this new air-conditioned center is part of a collaborative effort.
Our state legislature has put in, with the leadership of the governor, put in about $460 million to this campus. Because this is the investment is generational, without a doubt. The state fair was founded on agriculture.
And after shopping, visitors can tour an interactive exhibit organized by the Ohio Farm Bureau.
Hey there, fairgoers. Let's take a stroll through a year in Ohio agriculture.
The showcase was created with help from the Ohio Veterinary Medicine Association and experts in horticulture, floriculture, and more. That's according to Ryan Matthews. He works for the Ohio Farm Bureau.
I think it goes into one showcasing Ohio's most important industry, right? And people understanding just how important agriculture is to their lives every single day, going back to that food, fiber, and fuel we all rely on. And having it all in one space also showcases how much unity there is in agriculture.
Visitors can tour the new facility through August 9th. Baldridge says the center will be open during other events at the fairgrounds, including the largest single-breed horse show in the world in October. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
Current elected officials and candidates say the debate over data centers is among the biggest issues for voters heading into the November election. A major tax break for new construction was frozen back in May. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports that it's going to stay that way until at least next year.
We've taken a pause in regard to the tax incentive, and that will continue on until I leave office, and it'll be up to the next governor what to do.
That was outgoing Governor Mike DeWine. And the major candidates vying to succeed him are now detailing new priorities for statewide data center policies. GOP nominee Vivek Ramaswamy says new data centers should have to cover their own electric costs as well as those for nearby residential consumers. And Democratic nominee Amy Acton is calling for a moratorium until new data centers meet certain conditions, like hiring just union labor. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Ohio's sales tax holiday is this weekend, running now through Sunday at 11:59 p.m. The holiday will be more limited this year, though. Ohio Tax Department Policy Director Tim Lynch says there will not be state and local tax on clothing under $75, on school supplies like notebooks, pens, and such. But he says it's more limited than in previous years.
The last 2 years, we had an expanded sales tax holiday, which pretty much covered everything except for automobiles and alcohol and tobacco and those types of items. But this is just clothing, school supplies, and school instructional materials.
This year is just a weekend as compared with 2 weeks last year. Lynch says Ohio law set these 3 days as a sales tax holiday annually, but lawmakers have authorized another expanded sales tax holiday for next year. Speaking of taxes, about a third of Ohio's school districts already have special income taxes, and more districts are likely to consider asking voters to approve them as part of efforts to reduce property taxes. But as State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports, a new report warns that may not work for some school districts.
Policy Matters Ohio's Zach Schiller says school district income taxes can have some benefits, like not taxing Social Security income. But he says they also have some flaws.
The school district income tax, you start paying on your very first dollar in income. With the state income tax, until you earn over $26,000, you don't pay the state income tax. So this means that school district income taxes will fall more heavily on lower income people.
Schiller says businesses don't pay school district income taxes, so the burden would fall to residential taxpayers. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
The Montgomery County Child Advocacy Center CareHouse is getting what they call a transformational gift from philanthropists Patricia and Richard Glennon Jr. The couple has made a $1 million investment in the expansion of the CareHouse and their work in helping children who have been abused and neglected. CareHouse brings together medical providers, therapists, child protective services, law enforcement, and prosecutors in a child-focused environment to help children through every stage of the recovery process. They say the donation is the largest gift in their history and will support a $5.3 million expansion and renovation project as the need for services continues to grow. CareHouse, which is administered by Dayton Children's Hospital Foundation, provided help for 1,100 children, doubling the number of children served in 2016. Showers and thunderstorms are possible today, also into parts of this weekend, Saturday as well. Chances will be diminished a little for Sunday, but still keep an eye out for rain and thunderstorm activity. Warm this weekend, too, with highs getting into the 80s. And that's WYSO Today for Friday, August 7th. I'm Mike Fraser.
Hey, it's Peter Sagal. Maybe you've never seen Wait Wait live and in person, but you've thought to yourself, well, what's the big deal? I can just listen on the radio. Well, yeah, but you never get to hear everything that happens.
That can be edited right out. Don't you worry about that.
So come join us September 3rd at the Rose Music Center.
Don't worry, it's not going to make broadcast.
That's Wait Wait Live, September 3rd at the Rose Music Center. For tickets, go to nprpresents.org, but only if you're ready for it.
That's why you have to come to a live show.
That's right.